Hare Krishna. So, following from yesterday's Bhagavatam class, and I hope that devotees don't mind that I'm not answering questions for a while. I will get back to it, but as much as possible, I try to do live podcasts, which meant Bhagavatam class this morning here in Temple in Budapest, which was in just in Hungarian. And because then the subject matter is alive and active in me, it's a source of inspiration for me to continue on to do the same in English. And prior to the class topic, 2 points, of course, today is the day that Srila Prabhupada landed in America. Prabhupada's lotus feet touched American soil the first time that a Mahabhagavat, a great devotee, blessed that land. And just by Srila Prabhupada's touch, well, inestimable benefit is gained, in the same way that when Krishna was on this earth, just by the touch of his lotus feet, Kali was held at bay. And Krishna Svadharam Padate Dharma Khyanati Visaha. It was only when Krishna left this world that and his feet no longer touched the earth that Kali had the power to then start exerting his influence. So, of course, Krishna's touch is unique, but Srila Prabhupada's touch is in its own way also extraordinary. And today's class was very much in keeping with Srila Prabhupada's in context with Srila Prabhupada's appearance, and I'll go on to that later. But here's the second point, which is, as I had mentioned earlier, I will be leaving for India on the 8th, and on the 8th I will be offline. I will be sending podcasts, but I will not be available by email or by telephone. So I'm just communicating that so that devotees know that they don't need to try to get in touch with me. What happens if there's some problem or emergency or wonderful, extraordinary, wonderful happening? You can let your local authorities know. I will have a secret communication address that's available only to devotees here in Hungary who get in touch with me and communicate to me on matters of either international or local concern. And I will be checking in every month, having a monthly conference, but I think I need that space. No, I don't think. I know I need that space where I'm not just so easily available, or I could use the word assailable, through especially internet and telephone. Okay. And what was that relevant verse of Bhagavatam? Ajamil is saying, after yesterday expressing his great remorse for his past sinful activities, he again reiterates, "I'm such a sinful person," and then goes on to say, "But since I have now gotten this opportunity, I must completely control my mind, life, and senses, and always engage in devotional service, so that I may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life." Short purport from Srila Prabhupada. Every one of us should have this determination. we have been elevated to an exalted position by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. And if we remember that this is a great opportunity and pray to Krishna that we will not fall again, our lives will be successful. So, isn't it in the context, by the grace of the spiritual master, by Srila Prabhupada's grace, Prabhupada appeared in America, came to the West. We now have this wonderful opportunity. How much we really contemplate our past misdeeds, not that we're supposed to be meditating on sinful activities, we're supposed to be meditating on Krishna. But really evaluate the weight of the things that we have done, even just perhaps one meal that we sat down to, where we ate some beef, and the result of which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says is 10,000 years in hell for every hair on the body of that cow. That's weighty. And of course, that's just one activity. And all the listeners have their own individual stories, and they know the things that they did and the reaction, sinful reaction, that accrues from all of those things. And that's just this lifetime. What about previous lifetimes and countless previous lifetimes? So these things have caused bad habits for us. They've resulted in offenses. They've committed different obstacles in our hearts in the advancement of spiritual life. And we did them. So we need to take responsibility for those things and deal with them like gentlemen, deal with them like a real soldier. As Krishna says, you just fight. Just fight and remember me. So yes, we have to fight. And now that we have that opportunity to fight, I'm just emphasizing sort of our past in order that our present and our resolve and our future activities are in perspective. So if we really incurred so many sins for which Krishna will relieve us for most of, then we need to consider how much we really need to make an effort on this side in order to counterbalance. I don't want to use the word atone, but I'll use it anyway. In order to atone for those activities and in order to actually cultivate the positive aspect of our existence, which is not freedom from sinful activity, but actually cultivating attachment to Krishna. We really need to make a serious effort. And that's why here Ajamil says, now I'm going to have to make a concerted effort to, number one, control my mind. And we know how difficult controlling the mind can be, or rather is. It's a difficult job. And yet, without controlling one's mind, one can really not become a yogi. You cannot practice Krishna consciousness. Unless the mind is under control, then how can one be a devotee? Because devotee means to always think about Krishna. Man man mava mad bhakto. So to think of Krishna, you can only think about Krishna with a controlled mind. And the mind is actually fixed on Krishna. And as Krishna says, it doesn't come easily. Yes, it comes avyasina kontena vairagina grihiti. It comes with a lot of practice. It comes with a lot of determination. One really needs to make an effort, because we're not talking about a lazy adversary. Krishna also says the mind can be the friend and the enemy. Well, in the present state, it's our enemy. And it's not a lazy adversary. So he says, yes, I should always engage in devotional service. It's like when you're fighting a war. Fighting a war is not a 9-to-5 job. you have to be alert, and it's 24 hours a day. And it's not that if we just fight with our enemies from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, and then we can retire and then enjoy life until the next day. You know, the mind is always there. And how is the mind brought under control? Indriyani paranya hur indriya paramana manasastu puro buddhi. Higher than the mind is the intelligence. Yo buddhi parasastu sa. And above the intelligence is the soul. So this strengthening the intelligence, our intelligence has become very weak, and therefore we've succumbed to the enticements of the mind and the senses. But if our intelligence is very strong, then again the intelligence can reign over and control the mind. And if the mind is under control, then also the senses will be under control. And that way we can direct them towards Krishna. So without controlling the mind, no question of controlling the senses. And this is how we need to go forward in devotional service. So Arjuna says, I will control my mind, life, and senses. Of course, life includes both of those things, but it also means lifestyle. It means all aspects of our existence, everything that we do, how we eat and walk and talk and sleep and enjoy our leisure time. All of our activities need to be controlled. And how do we know that they're being properly controlled? Because we're doing them according to the culture of Krishna consciousness. We have gotten into so many habits from previous life and are used to a certain culture within the material world that's really unhelpful or unbeneficial for a spiritual life. And for us, that's everyday life. All of these other things that I've mentioned, eating, sleeping, walking, talking, there's a way that people in the material world do these things, and we're used to doing it that way. But Srila Prabhupada has spoken of a cultural conquest. No, we're doing all these things a different way. We don't do it the same way. We do it the way that's anukul, that's favorable for spiritual life. So that type of regulation, embracing that regulation that Krishna consciousness is, and that, well, whatever I've done before, that I just add chanting Hare Krishna to that. That's fine as a preaching strategy, but that's not what living the life of pure devotional service is all about. And, of course, it isn't that we're just gyanis and we're trying to restrain the senses, mind, neti, 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 no, and always engage in devotional service. Sattam, Tuthayam, Tomam, Nityam, Bhagavata, Sevaya. These statements are found everywhere. And as I mentioned before, because the challenge is a perpetual 24 hours, 7 days a week challenge. So it's 24/7. As they say. And so as much as possible in our devotional activity, we must always be engaged. Although we may be doing many other things, at least we should try to think about Krishna, even if we're doing things like Arjuna, Mamanushmara Dutyacha, fighting in a battle, or chanting Hare Krishna. That's as good as thinking about Krishna, whether we chant aloud or to ourselves. And that way, we may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life. Srila Prabhupada has brought us the science of devotional service. He's lifted us out from a sinful condition that we can't even imagine what we would be responsible for. And he's placed us on the path leading back home, back to Godhead. But now, having gotten this opportunity in the same way that Ajamil did, then we have to be really careful. We really have to be mindful not to become trapped again once more. And so Srila Prabhupada also adds this other thing, that we should pray to Krishna not to fall. you should offer those prayers. The Vaishnavas pray every day, Mangal Arati, greeting of the deities, or at other times of the day and night. We pray to the Lord that this should be included in our prayer. O Lord, please don't let me fall down. Rakuranga Charanita Pas. Please keep me in the shelter of your lotus feet. And then Prabhupada says, our lives will be successful, which means that this will be our last life, and we'll go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.